You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. Joining us today on the podcast is Peter Paulin. Peter is from the Sublette County Visitor Center, and he's here to talk to us about the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway. Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Can you go ahead and give me a little bit of information on your background?
Yeah, I am currently the executive director of the Sublette County Visitor Center. We are a visitor center here in Pinedale in Sublette County. We're open all year round. I primarily am the director of all services that we provide here for visitors and people who live here as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Peter. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and jump right into this episode's topic, which is the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway. This 163-mile drive is full of diverse landscapes and takes you between Pinedale and Dubois. Along the byway, you can find some of Wyoming's most famous and popular attractions, such as Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone National Park, as well as some of Wyoming's greatest national forests, including the Bridger Teton. So, Peter, of course, this is a very large byway that can take hours to fully drive through, and you should take hours to drive through it, as it is chock full of attractions. Where would you suggest visitors prioritize if they're driving out this way?
Well, you can start two different ways. You could start in Dubois and travel up through the northern part and come into Yellowstone Park and Grand Teton Park through Jackson, and then head down to Pinedale, Wyoming, which is here in Sublette County. Either way offers great viewing, and it's just a matter of which way you'd like to come in and take that drive.
Got it. Peter, what is the landscape like? I know some of Wyoming is desert, some of it is mountainous. Can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of what the drive looks like?
Sure. If you start in Pinedale area, we are what we call the high desert, and we are at the base of the Wind River Mountains. So you get coming from Pinedale north, you get a great view of the Wind River Range going up through what they call the Hoback Canyon, which takes you to Jackson Hole. From there, you can go up through the Teton Park and Yellowstone Parks and then come up around the South Gate and head up over Togedy Pass and down through the Wind River Canyon, down into Dubois, which is a fantastic drive. You get a little bit of the desert feel when you first start, and then it's right into the mountains from there.
Sounds awesome. A little bit of everything, it seems.
Most certainly. Yep. Sublette County especially offers here in Pinedale as well some great attractions here in town. And so we can talk about those if you'd like.
Perfect. Yeah, I was actually just getting ready to ask you about some of the hidden gems along the byway, ranging from Pinedale all the way to Dubois.
Yeah, so starting here in Pinedale, here in Sublette County, we have a very diverse amount of activities people can do. Start with the Mountain Man Museum. That would have some really great Mountain Man history and details, some of the history involved with Mountain Man and the mountains here. And it's just a great kickoff for that drive around. We also have several historic sites, and we are a gateway community for the Continental Divide Trail. So there's several access areas right out of Sublette County here that gives you great opportunities for hiking in the Wind River Mountain Range, as well as the Wyoming Range as well. Heading north up into the Hoback Canyon, some great places to check out. The canyon itself is beautiful. Opportunities there, as well as here in Pinedale for wildlife viewing. The bighorn sheep are up there in the Hoback Canyon. And one special spot maybe to check out would be the Gannett Hot Springs. There is a public hot springs area maintained by the Forest Service that's in Hoback Canyon. And that's open throughout the year for people who'd like to take a dip in the hot springs there. I'm headed up through the canyon. You come into the Hoback Junction, where you will then turn towards Jackson. Obviously, Jackson has a wide range of activities, lodging, places to eat and stay, and it's kind of the gateway to the parks up there. Great access to Grand Teton Park by Jenny Lake and Grand Teton, making your way up into the South Gate of Yellowstone Park. It's just a great access to take the lower loop of Yellowstone Park, checking out some sites such as Old Faithful, Grand Prismatic, which are the thermal attractions in the lower part of the park, up through and hit the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, where Artist Point is, fantastic viewing of the river there in the falls, and brings you around down through Jackson Lake and then out through the South Gate. From there, you'll continue to head through the mountains and then take your way up over Togedy Pass, which is just an amazing area, full of recreation as well, hiking, off-road, ATVing. There's historic sites that bring you down into Dubois. Be sure to check out the Military Museum. Dubois is kind of a newer museum, but it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Not to mention the Bighorn Sheep Interpretive Center, as you mentioned, in wildlife. You know, you can see bighorn sheep and you can learn more about them there at the Bighorn Sheep Interpretive Center in Dubois.
Correct. Yeah, I've been there myself. It's a really nice museum.
Sounds good. So jumping back to the name, Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway, a little bit of the history about this byway. It was named to celebrate Wyoming's centennial, which Wyoming became a state in 1890. And so in 1990, the Centennial Scenic Byway was formed in commemoration of this. And so with that, Pinedale being the southern portal of this, Peter, I wanted to ask you some more questions about Pinedale. Let's talk a little bit about outdoor recreation ideas in the Pinedale area. I know there's lakes, there's snowmobiling in the winter, tons of opportunities. Can you give us an overview of those?
Yeah, so the main focus here, I mean, outdoor rec is our main thing here in Sublette County and Pinedale especially. Having access to the CDT and the trails up in the Wind River Mountains gives people an opportunity to hike for a day, or they can hike for as long as they want, really. There's several different trails and accesses, places like Titcomb Basin, the Cirque de Towers. These are very popular sites to go visit, Sacred Rim. So we have really good access to the trails. Also, the outdoor rec thing in the summertime, ATVs are, we have several trails, that off-road trails that people can utilize right out of Pinedale here. And Pinedale makes a great hub for that. We do have, you know, obviously have hotels and restaurants here, as well as, you know, quick access to those ORV trails that go all the way to Dubois, actually the back way and up into the mountains, as well as the Wyoming range here. Mountain biking is becoming real popular in this area. We have several trails and a bike shop in town that's been gaining popularity. In the wintertime, we do what they call the drift race. It's an outdoor endurance race. It's usually like the first week of March or so, where they mountain bike or fat tire bike, cross-country ski or run. They do a 100-mile race, endurance race, 25 and a 13-miler. So that's a big event here in the wintertime. Snowmobiling itself in Sublette County continues to be extremely popular. We get as one of the top five backcountry snowmobiling destinations in North America. And there's opportunities for people to ride off trails and also use that trail system that's in the mountains as well. So that's a lot of stuff that we do here. The lakes themselves, continuous, you know, a lot of fishermen. In the wintertime, we are a lot of people ice fish. So plenty to do. We also have White Pine Ski Area here in town, or just outside of Pinedale here, very popular family-run ski area that offers skiing during the wintertime.
Sounds awesome. There's going to be no shortage of things to do. And while we're on the topic of events, I want to talk about two events, and I was hoping you'd give me more information. The summer event being the Green River Rendezvous, and the winter event being the Pinedale Winter Carnival.
So this Pinedale and this area, which is right next to us, is Daniel, Wyoming, which is on the way on the scenic byway. There's several sites that talk about the rendezvous. The rendezvous back in the 1800s was a meeting of all the mountain men, Native Americans, and residents of this area. They all came together. Pinedale hosted several of those events, and so we continue to celebrate that gathering here in Pinedale every year. It's always the second weekend of July. We will have a pageant, which they do a reenactment of, you know, some of the famous characters that were here during those days, you know, Jim Bridger and Hugh Glass, John Fremont, you know, Father DeSmet performed the first Catholic Mass, Prairie Mass, it's called here. So essentially, it's an event that we celebrate every year with a parade. There'll be vendors, a Trader's Row. the Mountain Man Museum does countless events during that weekend where the Mountain Men Association come in and they do demonstrations of, you know, canoe making, how to, you know, properly make furs, you know, all that different stuff for, you know, for the Mountain Man genre or era of time. Kind of gives you an idea of what they did and what they had to go through back then. And it's a great time. Usually, you know, we'll have several different vendors here and people come in and there's all different things for sale as well. And so it's a really good time. It's one of the, it's the top event here in Pinedale. During the winter, we're, I think it's been about 5 or 6 years now, we've been doing the Winter Carnival. Both these events are put on by Main Street Pinedale. And the Winter Carnival is gaining steam and becoming a more popular event. Probably the most popular activity during that Winter Carnival would be the ski juring, which is, if people aren't familiar with, it's when a person on a horse pulls a skier behind them through the snow on a designated course, and they record times and they have to grab rings and stuff. It's a really cool event here in Pinedale. We also have our really big events, a fundraiser event for the cardboard race here in town. So everybody gets involved. They build their own cardboard sleds and everyone gathers up on the hill and to watch them. Most of them try to make it all the way down. So, but yeah, that event's gaining speed. We'll have some more events, cross-country ski races, that type of thing. There'll be a snowmobile race for the kids. Just the whole community gets involved and it's a really good time.
Absolutely. The Pinedale Winter Carnival, I was there a couple years ago and I got to experience my first ski touring as well as the Cardboard Classic for the first time. And you think about cardboard and duct tape and the things you could do with it. Some of those sleds were very, very unique.
Exactly. And it's great. It's a family event. You know, the kids love it. People bring their families here to watch and participate. And it's just fun for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back, Peter, to the byway itself and the road. I know it's open summer and winter. And unlike most scenic byways, this byway actually does have quite a bit of options for dining and places to stay pretty much year round. You know, there's some areas that are seasonally open summer and some that are only seasonally open winter. But as far as do's and don'ts for this byway, let's start with winter. What are some good things to keep in mind if you're traveling the byway, especially maybe over Hoback Pass or Togatee Pass?
Yeah, so here in Wyoming, weather can be a challenge during that time of year. Just keep track of the weather report, the roads report from the Wyoming Office of Transportation. And, you know, traveling up here in the wintertime, I really suggest people bring an all-wheel drive vehicle with good tires. Just gives you that peace of mind that you're, you know, able to travel on the roads. And the weather can change at any minute. So just being as prepared as you can, and that's what I suggest.
Absolutely, Peter. I couldn't agree more. And summer is more forgiving in Wyoming. However, there are still some guidelines, especially since you mentioned off-road vehicle trails and then some of the Forest Service roads, such as the one that does go out to Granite Hot Springs, may not be as forgiving on vehicle suspensions. Would you recommend people travel these roads in small cars? What kind of vehicle would you recommend they travel in or not travel in?
If they can bring an all-wheel drive vehicle, like an SUV or a truck, most roads are pretty good. The Gannett Road that goes out to Gannett Hot Springs, that's fully accessible by a regular car. And a lot of these roads that are off are pretty accessible by vehicle. It's just, it's better to be safe than sorry and have something that has all-wheel drive. You know, that's the kind of thing that people should be aware of when they come out this way. But in all honesty, there are quite a few places you can get access with a passenger car, most certainly.
Got it. Many of our listeners travel via motorhome. Would you say that those vehicles should probably stick to the pavement? Or are there any roads that could accommodate them?
Yeah, so kind of off the highway here, the scenic byway is a ride out to Green River Lakes, Wyoming, Green River Lakes. That's one of the most picturesque places here in Sublette County. That is accessible, you know, by car or, you know, like an RV. We have several spots here, as well as there are spots on the other side of the range up towards Dubois where you can bring a camper out and camp. And so we have a lot of people that the RV industry has just kind of grown tremendously in the last few years. And so a place like, we just have a brand new RV park that just opened up here called Yellowstone Trails RV Park, right here in town. Beautiful, brand new, state-of-the-art RV place. Also, there are several places where you can get access to the Forest Service campgrounds, which give you that opportunity to get away from town a little bit if you like that kind of thing. So there is camping all the way, really all the way around the whole scenic byway, you know, up by Togedy Pass as well. On the way down to Dubois, there are places like Brooks Lake and stuff, just absolutely beautiful. You get an opportunity to kind of get off the beaten path a little bit. And so just take, you know, do your research and, you know, can always give us a call here at the Sublette County Visitor Center here in Pinedale, and we can fill you in on any information that you may need.
Those are fantastic ideas, Peter. Speaking of Green River Lakes, our listeners may not know, but Square Top Mountain and Green River Lakes is actually the image that are on Wyoming state license plates.
That's correct. Yeah. One of the most beautiful places I've been, and that's a year-round. People get access to that area by snowmobile in the wintertime, but in the summertime, when the snow melts, you're out of access by vehicle. And it truly is a must-see place here in Sublette County. Square Top is an amazing mountain and valley, and it gives you access to the Wind River Range as well. There's hiking up in that area, and also plenty of off-road vehicle trails and Forest Service roads to explore.
Excellent. For the winter, Peter, are there places around Pinedale where you could rent the off-road vehicles that you could use to get out to these places?
Yeah, so we have two companies in town of Pinedale here that rent also ATVs and snowmobiles. They're also full-service dealers, and so people who bring their own can feel rest assured that there's a mechanic here in town as well. Both those places, Bucky's Outdoors is a Polaris dealer. Like I said, they sell and rent ATVs and snowmobiles, as well as Rocky Mountain Power Sports. He's a Can-Am dealer, and he also sells, rents, and works on pretty much anything that's got four wheels or two.
That's awesome. So I guess Pinedale is a great jumping off point, whether it's summer or winter, for exploring that entire area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, regardless of what time of year you get here, you're here. If you want to explore, there is ways of doing that. And like we talked about, the snowmobiling, there's hundreds of trails out here. The state of Wyoming maintains all those trails throughout the year. The backcountry snowmobiling, which is in an area in the Wind River Range mostly, which is right outside of town here, people get opportunities to backcountry snowmobile in the mountains, which is one of those things that with these nice new sleds, these mountain sleds nowadays, people gives them an opportunity to test their abilities and just, you know, be able to snowmobile through some amazing terrain out here. And the ATVing is also really popular. You know, we have several opportunities, and those same snowmobile trails are also ATV trails, and people can go hundreds of miles for hours out here. It's great.
Wow, Peter, that sounds awesome. Sounds like the whole area is a complete winter paradise, and especially with the following that snowmobiling and fat biking and all the winter activities out there have, I bet it's pretty busy in the winter.
Yeah, most especially with White Pine Ski Area being back here, nice family-run ski resort here in town, and with the cross-country ski trails and the fat bike trails, there's just plenty of winter activities for everyone. And snowmobiling being the number one, though, people can go all, you know, and there's endless trails and backcountry snowmobiling here, right, just minutes away from Pinedale.
For sure. And that's along the entire scenic byway for the most part, because there's also on Togedy Pass, you know, there's Togedy Mountain Lodge where you can also rent snowmobiles and ATVs, and, you know, you can explore that whole area as well. Not to mention the winter activities in Jackson Hole with the ski resorts and the numerous opportunities to see the landscapes in Grand Teton National Park in the winter.
Yeah, most certainly. Winters are long in Wyoming, as we all know, but we tend to take that in as a blessing for us that we have so many activities to do here. The scenic byway has countless opportunities for winter activities from Pinedale to Dubois.
Absolutely. So, Peter, as we wrap up here, I want to put the focus back on you. You've been in Wyoming a long time. What is your favorite part about working for Sublette County and having these Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway right in your backyard?
It's just the most beautiful country I've ever been in. I moved here from New England, and you know, I thought I had it good out there, but I came out here, and to me, a couple different things. The scenery, one thing about parts of the scenic byway is that if people choose to maybe get away a little bit from the crowds that you may encounter in different places, the Togedy, Dubois area and the Pinedale, Hoback area is just a great opportunity. And that and the people from this area, they're just so friendly, and a lot of the businesses really rely on the tourism dollar here, especially in our community here in Sublette County. People just embrace people who are coming in to visit. And it's real fun just to be able to help people here for my job itself, to show them these places, where to go. And, you know, I'm constantly getting feedback from visitors who I've sent to different areas that they didn't even know about. And it's just that extra surprise they got while they're on their trip out here, and, you know, things they didn't know about. And so that's the reward for me, is just to show people a good time.
Absolutely. Sounds like a rewarding job.
It really is.
So every byway in Wyoming, Peter, is very unique, from Flaming Gorge with its rock formations all the way to the Black Hills with just the scenic vistas that you have. What sets the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway apart from other drives in Wyoming, in your opinion?
Just the mountainous views you get, you know, as you head through Pinedale, you have the Wind River Range and Wyoming Range Mountains. You're able to see like this high desert as it comes into the mountains. We're part of the Salt of Stone. So people get a really unique view of the Continental Divide up here. And, you know, it's pretty breathtaking. And when you include the parks into that, it's just a win-win situation for people to travel. They're getting to see the best parts of Wyoming when it comes to, you know, the mountains. It's all about the mountains out here.
Absolutely. Definitely want to make the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway part of your trip to Wyoming. Peter, can you give us a little information about where our visitors can stop by and see you at the visitor center, or places they can check out online to plan their trip to drive the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway?
Yeah, so we're located here in Pinedale, Wyoming, right on Pine Street, and we're at 19 East Pine Street. We're open all year round. In the winter, we're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then our summer usually runs from May to October, so we're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Encourage people to stop by here. We provide information for all of Wyoming, and that includes a scenic byway, as well as Jackson Hole and stuff, and a stop at the visitor center in Jackson would be a real good place to get information about that area as well. And, you know, if you're just looking for Sublette County information, the Wind River Range, what to do around here, we are the go-to spot to get that information. They can reach us through our email address at sublettevisitorcenter@gmail.com. And our phone number is 307-367-3419. There's a couple other sites to check out, like visitpinedale.org is a real good website to check out, as information about a lot of stuff we talked about today. So that would be a good one to check out as well.
Sounds great. Peter, thanks for talking with us about the Wyoming Centennial Scenic Byway today.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And to our listeners, when visiting Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. When you're planning your Wyoming trip, be sure to visit travelwyoming.com. And don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use #Wyoming and #That's Why as you post. We'll see you in the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.